Flooding early this spring dominated the news headlines in Siouxland.
Federal officials are setting up shop in town to provide help to those in need.
FEMA, along FEMA's with spokesperson Rosavette Ray Berrios, arrived on the scene.
They will need some important documents like social security number.
Rosavette Ray Berrios, who likes to be called simply Rosie, keeps the media and the public up to date on developments.
Most of these disasters are between 3 months or 7 months each one. So majorly I am out of my home most of the whole year.
Rosie knows firsthand the devastating impact of natural disaster. Puerto Rico is her home.
2017 was a very difficult year for the island. We have two hurricanes. First one was Irma. Then came Maria. There's three tornadoes around. So that makes the hurricane stronger. And there was houses in the center of the island, they're gone.
Rosie considers herself lucky. Her family and friends survived. And since her home runs on solar energy, she didn't lose power like others did for months.
My home became a disaster recovery family center.
As Rosie's relatives stayed at her home, she left to help strangers.
I have 20 soldiers, army soldiers with me. It was very hard. There was a lot of trees on the road. There was no power. There was no gas.
Rosie has spent a dozen years working for FEMA, but her life before the government agency brought even more excitement and intrigue. At age 19, she trained as a rescuer, eventually leading teams into Mexico and Chile in the aftermath of earthquakes. She then ended up with college degrees in photography and sound engineering. 15 years in the film industry included doing sound effects for some high-profile movies.
The world's most famous secret agent is back.
Her name's Bond. James Bond.
It was eventually her work behind the camera as a professional photographer that changed the focus of her life.
I am the eye for everybody. That's my mission.
FEMA first hired Rosie to visually document the recovery process of communities literally torn apart by Mother Nature.
My first assignment was Joplin, Missouri tornado, which is in 2011. That was my first assignment out of Puerto Rico because I started in Puerto Rico with FEMA. And that was really sad. And it was very, that impacted me a lot. And seeing that devastation, but now seeing Joplin, how beautiful it is, how it's emerged from that devastation to something so beautiful, it's made me feel so happy.
Since Joplin, Rosie's responded to 21 disasters all across the U.S., also lending her expertise in translating languages. The work can be long and lonely. What are your impressions of this area?
Well, my impressions of this area is a very peaceful. Everybody's like relaxed. So it's very blessing to have.
Another blessing? The addition of another FEMA team member.
Hi, my name is Luis Santos. I'm the Public Information Officer for the Small Business Administration Office of the Disaster Assistance.
Luis Santos also comes from Puerto Rico.
You know, finally I can talk to someone that I can relate to.
Excited, like, you know, having somebody that I can speak in my own language and my culture.
Luis recently joined FEMA after a career in the business side of the music industry in Miami. La luna es la luz que brilla ante mí. He returned home to care for a sick relative. 3 years later, Hurricane Maria.
I was one of the people in the street trying to every day hustling for water, 12 hours. Or next day then will be for gas, 12 more hours.
In his quest for more assistance, Luis found FEMA.
And when I became aware of that, I say, like, you know what? This is my mission. I've been here 7 months on the road. I miss my island. I miss the beaches over there. I miss my family. But even though I'm sacrificing 7 months of my life, and I feel like really grateful that life has given me this opportunity and God, you know, to do this mission and walk every day.
Before coming to Iowa, Luis supported victims of flooding in Arizona and the wildfires in California.
You got to be ready to pack and go.
And he finds the same positive experience as Rosie on this latest assignment.
All the people that I met in Iowa, they like, you know, to work, they like to work here. It's like Puerto Rico. They like to rebuild themselves.
Rosie and Luis come from the same world. Both possess a kind, warm spirit for reaching out to others with all backgrounds. Do you guys think you'll keep in contact after this experience?
Of course, yes.
Definitely.
Together.
Yeah.
For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.